How body language affects the way people perceive you. In the realm of human communication, body language is a powerful and often underestimated tool. It is the silent language we all speak constantly and unconsciously through gestures, posture, eye movements, facial expressions, and even the space we maintain between ourselves and others. The way we move and hold ourselves has a profound impact on how others perceive us, influencing their judgment of our confidence, trustworthiness, competence, and emotional state. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how body language affects perception, how it varies across contexts, and how mastering your nonverbal cues can transform your personal and professional interactions. Understanding body language, the silent communicator. Body language refers to nonverbal signals that we use to communicate. While words carry meaning, studies suggest that up to 93% of our communication is nonverbal, comprising body movements, facial expressions, tone of voice, and posture. Renowned psychologist Albert Mehrabian emphasized that in situations involving emotions or attitudes, only 7% of communication is verbal, while 38% comes from tone of voice and 55% from body language. These nonverbal cues influence how others interpret our intentions, mood, and attitude. A confident stance may suggest leadership and credibility, while slouching or avoiding eye contact might signal insecurity or disinterest. This subconscious interpretation of body language plays a critical role in first impressions, interpersonal relationships, negotiations, interviews, and leadership dynamics. The psychology of perception, why body language matters. Perception is a cognitive process by which individuals interpret sensory input, especially visual cues, to form opinions and judgments. Because body language is so visually accessible and often processed before verbal communication, it shapes the first and most lasting impressions people have of you. When someone sees you for the first time, their brain immediately analyzes your posture, gestures, facial expressions, and movements. These visual signals help them make rapid assumptions about your personality, emotional state, and intentions. Whether you appear approachable, confident, nervous, aggressive, or friendly can be determined in mere seconds. From a psychological perspective, this behavior is rooted in evolutionary survival. Early humans relied on physical cues to detect threats or alliances. Even today, we subconsciously assess body language to evaluate safety, authority, and sincerity. First impressions, the power of your posture and presence. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. This age-old saying holds especially true when it comes to body language. Within the first 7-10 seconds of meeting someone, they have already formed an opinion about you. Posture plays a pivotal role in this. Standing or sitting upright with your shoulders back and head held high signals confidence, openness, and readiness. Slouching or looking down may come across as lack of interest or low self-esteem. Similarly, expansive postures taking up more space are associated with power and dominance, while constricted body positions suggest submission or anxiety. Presence is another essential element. When you're fully engaged with your body, making intentional eye contact, facing the person you're speaking with, and using deliberate hand gestures, you demonstrate attentiveness and presence. This influences how charismatic and trustworthy others perceive you to be. Facial expressions, the window to your emotions. Facial expressions are one of the most universally recognized aspects of body language. They provide insight into your emotions and mental state, often more accurately than your words. A genuine smile can instantly convey warmth and approachability, while a furrowed brow might communicate anger, confusion, or frustration. Psychologists refer to 7 universal facial expressions: happiness, sadness, fear, anger, surprise, disgust, and contempt. These expressions are hardwired into human nature and recognized across cultures. Your ability to control and align your facial expressions with your intended message enhances clarity and emotional resonance. Inconsistent facial cues, such as smiling while delivering bad news or maintaining a blank expression during a joyful moment, can create cognitive dissonance and reduce your credibility. Emotional congruence between what you say and how you look is crucial for building rapport and trust. Eye contact, the balance between connection and intensity. Eye contact is one of the most significant nonverbal cues in interpersonal communication. It establishes connection, shows attentiveness, and conveys honesty. When used appropriately, eye contact can enhance persuasion, foster intimacy, and demonstrate confidence. However, the intensity and duration of eye contact matter. Prolonged staring may be interpreted as aggression or dominance, while avoiding eye contact can signal discomfort, insecurity, or dishonesty. Striking a balance, maintaining eye contact 50-60% of the time during conversation is considered ideal for building positive perception. In cross-cultural contexts, the interpretation of eye contact varies. In Western cultures, direct eye contact is associated with respect and confidence, while in some Asian or Middle Eastern cultures, it may be considered disrespectful or confrontational. Understanding these cultural nuances is essential for global communication. Gestures and hand movements, emphasizing and clarifying your message. Gestures are deliberate body movements that support or illustrate spoken words. When used effectively, they can make your message more memorable and dynamic. Open hand gestures, especially with palms facing upward, indicate sincerity and openness. Pointing or closed fists may seem aggressive or domineering. Iconic gestures, those that mimic the meaning of what you are saying, e.g., mimicking a phone when saying "call me," help reinforce your message. Emblems, like a thumbs up, convey specific cultural meanings without words. Illustrators accompany verbal communication to add emphasis. Avoid fidgeting, tapping, or crossing your arms, as these can distract the listener and convey nervousness or defensiveness. Instead, use purposeful gestures that match your message and are aligned with your energy and tone. Proxemics, the role of personal space. Proxemics refers to the use of personal space in communication. The distance you maintain with others can signal comfort, familiarity, authority, or intrusion. Edward T. Hall, a pioneer in this field, identified four distinct zones in Western cultures. Intimate distance, 0-18 inches for close relationships. Personal distance, 18 inches 4 feet for friends and conversations. Social distance, 4-12 feet for acquaintances or business interactions. Public distance, 12 feet plus for presentations or speeches. Violating someone's personal space can lead to discomfort, anxiety, or perceived aggression. Conversely, maintaining an appropriate distance demonstrates respect and awareness. Like eye contact, cultural context matters significantly. Norms for personal space vary widely between cultures. Body language in professional settings, confidence, leadership, and influence. In the workplace, your body language can be the determining factor in how competent, authoritative, and collaborative you appear. Leaders often exhibit what's known as executive presence, a combination of confident posture, direct eye contact, purposeful gestures, and calm composure. During job interviews, confident body language can distinguish a candidate with equal qualifications. Maintaining an upright posture, offering a firm handshake, making consistent eye contact, and using positive gestures can all leave a strong impression. In meetings, how you physically show up, leaning slightly forward to show interest, nodding to demonstrate agreement, or mirroring others' gestures subtly can improve influence and rapport. The nonverbal communication of leaders sets the tone for group dynamics, productivity, and trust. Body language in personal relationships, trust, empathy, and emotional resonance. In personal and romantic relationships, body language is critical for emotional connection and trust. Subtle cues such as leaning in, softening facial expressions, and mirroring your partner's posture signal empathy and attentiveness. Physical touch, when appropriate, can enhance feelings of warmth and security. On the other hand, defensive body language like crossed arms, turning away, or lack of eye contact can create emotional distance and misunderstandings. Being attuned to your partner's nonverbal cues also allows for better emotional regulation and responsiveness. The more you can accurately interpret and respond to their body language, the stronger your emotional bond will be. Cross-cultural communication, avoiding misinterpretations. While many body language cues are universal, others are culture-specific. A gesture that is positive in one culture may be offensive in another. For example, the OK sign made with a thumb and forefinger is considered polite in the US but can be insulting in parts of South America or the Middle East. Similarly, maintaining direct eye contact is a sign of respect in many Western cultures but can be perceived as rude or confrontational in others. Being aware of these differences is vital when interacting across cultures, especially in global business or travel scenarios. To avoid misinterpretation, practice cultural sensitivity and observe local norms. When in doubt, mirror the body language of your host or colleague to establish rapport and demonstrate respect. Improving your body language, strategies for positive perception. Improving your body language begins with self-awareness. Start by observing your natural habits, how you sit, stand, speak, and gesture. Video yourself during conversations or presentations and assess your nonverbal behavior objectively. Here are key strategies to enhance your body language. Maintain good posture, stand tall, align your spine, and keep your shoulders relaxed. Use open gestures, avoid crossing your arms and keep your hands visible. Make appropriate eye contact, connect without staring, and adjust based on context. Smile genuinely, it improves approachability and can lighten tense situations. Practice mirroring, subtly reflect the body language of others to build rapport. Slow down, avoid rushed movements, calm, deliberate actions convey control. Developing better body language takes time and consistent effort. With practice, you can project more confidence, warmth, and credibility in every interaction. Conclusion. Body language is an invisible yet immensely powerful force in communication. It shapes how others perceive your personality, emotions, and intentions often before you say a single word. From the tilt of your head to the way you shake hands, your body sends messages that can either enhance or undermine your verbal communication. Whether you're speaking in public, navigating a job interview, or engaging in daily interactions, being intentional with your body language can give you a significant edge. In a world where impressions matter and connection is key, mastering your nonverbal communication is not just a soft skill, it's a strategic advantage.